Good afternoon, Scottsboro High School. My name is Lee Thomas. I'm the director of bands at Bob Jones High School in Madison, Alabama. I will be one of your band judges today. I hope to give you some comments to immediately improve your performance, but also maybe just some general things to be thinking about in years to come. I hope this is your absolute best run of the whole year, and I can't wait to see it.
Please welcome to the field the Scottsboro High School Wildcats.
All right. It looks like we're ready to go. Make sure we all remain professional at all times here. The vocal count off, I would go shorter, so it's just more articulate. Our oohs and ahs on the synthesizer are a little bit too loud. It covered up our berry and a little bit of our woodwind sound, just the overall texture of that. I really didn't know what I was supposed to listen to, the woodwind, the berry, or the front ensemble. I like how you built into this, but I think everything before it was a little bit too loud, and so this is not as effective as it could be. But I also think that we probably could put just a little bit more air. I love the kind of side-to-side shimmy. I think we need to figure out, is that going to be initiated from the hips, from the knees, from the shoulders? All right, synth player in the front. Please don't adjust your hair. We wouldn't let anybody else adjust their shako on the field. So if you got to use some hairspray, let's do that. But again, it's about professionalism. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that would have been more effective if you had started louder and then decrescended more. Vibes too hot and too hard a mallet. Yeah, I appreciate the thinness and the battery scoring there with just the snare drums playing with the woodwinds there. I think it's the front ensemble balance. I would just turn everything down just a touch. Decent uniformity on this backward slide. Keep those shoulders to the front, though. Good spacing, though, and good cover downs. Surveying the turnout of the dance team. Are our toes turned out? Or are they facing forward? Oh, flute. We brought our horn up a little bit too soon there. All right, we got some confusion with our trumpet solo. Our flugel was set against the, flugel was not set in the right place. From a student perspective, I think that you handled that pretty well. Showing your frustration was super distracting. So again, it probably is frustrating. You can't show it. Just be a professional. But a strong solo for you. So, good recovery. Let's keep our marching technique as smooth as possible as we can back there. Good handling of the tempo without the battery present wins. I do like the... Yeah, I do like the those little electronic kits in the front. It does seem like we have adjusted slightly down. But we got to be careful anytime that we have the same chords in the same register as the band. Sometimes you get those too loud, and then the band sounds not loud in comparison. So just making sure that you're listening to that as a part of the full ensemble. This is a strong moment for you. I would consider, I think that you think having like the flags in front and the dance team on one side is kind of like a balance thing, but I do think having color behind the band would have made that just a little bit more effective, so maybe having the dance team in front, having the flags behind. Let's turn out our toes in our... Let's turn out our feet in the trumpet solo. A little pigeon-toed there in the front. It's, again, like little details. I also do appreciate that you have a lot of different soloists in this show. That shows, you know, kind of a broadness and skill level. Make sure that as we're exploring... slower tempos, that we're focusing on when our ankles cross. Step, cross, step, cross, step, cross, step, cross. Okay? But then I also like how we switch here into kind of a double time feel. Yeah, good bass drum unisons. Decent attempt through this follow the leader. Good horns up. I like how we're kind of working our flags back there. And see, kind of here's the idea before. Not that you always have to have dance in the front and flags in the back. It was just a big company front moment. Battery, you're in front of the woodwinds. So we've got to make sure that we're cognizant of that. We've got some fast kicks going here. Good for you, dance. I like how the kind of the looseness of this moment, I think it probably could be a little bit more effective if you were to unify that left and right and left and right. Most of the kids are doing that anyway. Good feet together. Good initiation of our next phrase. Take all your time. Big, strong close. Good. I probably would have stopped the drill maybe two moves earlier. So you kind of had this whole note, rest, two, three, and whole note, and we kind of just kept marching through that, but not like at a big step size. So I think you probably could have done a very strong close, and then maybe like to elaborate that, a second position, and then a pop to the box, and then the students probably would have played louder and fulfilled that the end of the show just with a little bit more energy. Instead, they were worried about kind of that small step size. They were coming closer to us, yet not playing any louder. So sometimes you can choose to kind of abandon, you know, a drill move in the sake of it's maybe not necessarily the best thing for the students for the end of the show when they're already gassed. We could stop, close, gather our breath, second position, pop to the box, and just get a little bit more effect out of the end and let them just stand and play the last couple of notes instead of trying to do a little baby drill move that's not effective anyway. I think somebody, one of your directors was mixing sound below me, so I do applaud. I think you did turn down, maybe you heard me say it, but it was much more balanced in the back half of the show. So we have a huge electronic presence in our shows as well, and I have to fight the same thing. Once you start adding an electronic soundscape, synthesizers, all that stuff, it does affect the audience's perception of the dynamics of the entire group. So listening to the acoustic wind sound versus the battery sound, making sure that's balanced, and then is this electronic sound taking over that? If we have a lot of electronics, I mean, you probably could turn it up double of what it was. And you still would have room to go, but it's always going to be in comparison to the wind. So I would make it slightly softer than you feel like it should be. I promise it'll be heard because of how different it is, and I appreciate that you're using that as a texture in there. So I hope my comments have been helpful. I think that you've got a lot of really neat ideas in there, and I hope that you get better and better. Good luck.